9,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 888-98-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Hi, I'm John Grayson, host of the Inside of the Big 550, and I'll be doing my show this Thursday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Link Your Life to Fitness event at River Chase in Fenton. The event starts at 5:30 in the morning and runs all day long. Fred Bird will be there along with the Grants Farm Animals, Ronald McDonald, World Bird Sanctuary, a helicopter landing, exercise classes, and much more. It's sponsored by Jim Butler Chevrolet, Atlas 46, Show Me Weights, Throttle Net, and the City of Fenton. It's all free with donations going to Backstoppers. Go to FentonMo.org for more information.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
This week at Target, find slam dunk deals for the big playoff. Buy 1 pound of all natural ground beef. Get another 50% off. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
For over 50 years, this guy has been and still is a legendary St. Louis sports personality. He's Jay Randolph Sr. And on Thursday, April 6th, you're invited to join KTRS and Triad Bank as we present an evening with Jay Randolph and friends at the Playhouse in Westport Plaza. This will be an evening full of stories, laughs, and tributes from the likes of Ron Jacobert, Jim Holgreave, Tom O'Toole, Jeff Smith, Bill McDermott, Jay Randolph Jr., and as Master of Ceremonies, John Carney. This 21 and over event starts at 6 p.m. with a cocktail hour that includes drinks and appetizers before heading into the Playhouse at 7 for the event. Tickets are $50 and include the cocktail hour and admission. For 51 years, Jay Randolph has been a big part of St. Louis sports, and his friends have a lot of interesting and fun stories to tell. Join the Big 550 KTRS on Thursday, April 6th as we salute Jay Randolph Sr. Get your tickets at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza or at MetroTix.
All right, get ready to have your problems solved, your questions answered, and be ready to get directed to the right place for that whatever it is you're thinking about buying, but you're so confused, you don't know why one 60-inch TV costs $800 and another one costs $1,800. What's that about? Here's a guy who can tell you. His name is Jose Hernandez. Brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the original $189 window. And we're proud to have had them on here for many, many, many years. Very charitable, too. And they've given a whole lot of money to St. Jude. The trivia night's coming up May 20th. We'll talk about that more. Here are the numbers you need to lay your question on Jose Hernandez. From most cell phones, you call star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Please give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
I have a question.
I have an answer. Let's see if they match.
I know you're not an Apple guy, but I have an Apple phone, and I was wondering if there's a way to save text messages without just leaving them on your phone. I know people, I think Peon's one of them, who has just text after text after text for days.
I don't delete any texts, yeah.
Yeah, no text to delete. So there are hundreds of texts. I delete them. Usually there's no more than one or two on my phone. It's something I want to keep and remind me. Otherwise, they're gone. They're all gone. Is there a way, one, to retrieve them? Because I know the FBI and police do that when they have a case. That can we do it?
Is
there a way to save some and put them in a folder?
I would presume there's an app.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think once you delete them, though, there's no retrieving because you have to – you need like a search. You know, they need for the police to do it. They need like a search warrant. I think it's a pretty
They're still in there.
They're in the system that the internet service provider or your phone provider uses.
They're not in your phone.
They're not in your phone. They're just on the on the other end.
Okay, because I was going to say, at a certain point, you'd run out of storage.
Yes.
On your phone.
Yeah, right. But I believe there's an app because I know I've seen apps for people who are getting divorced. And their significant other is sending them
threatening,
inappropriate text messages, and so they're saving them off of their phone to use in their court case.
Okay, so
there's apps for it.
An app would basically let you establish sort of a folder.
Yeah, it would probably be on your PC or on an email address. That's okay. The other thing is you probably send your text message to your Yahoo account or whatever email account you want.
You know what? That's a great idea. Just set up a folder in your Yahoo called texts.
Right.
And that's a great idea. See? It did it again.
Thank you.
What do you have for us?
Intel, company that makes CPUs, has decided they're going to get into the self-driving car business. They spent $15.3 billion for a company called Mobileye. Mobileye is 70% of the global market for advanced driver assistance and anti-collision systems. They've also partnered with BMW. They're going to deploy about 40 modified BMW 7 Series cars in the U.S. and Europe by the second half of 2017 to learn and practice their skills for self-driving.
All right. I've said before, I'm stunned at how fast this thing, this self-driving car thing, is happening. But it still hasn't happened. A lot of talk.
There isn't one for sale yet, but they're going to be here shortly.
You think, how close do you think I am when I say we're looking 10 years down the road?
I think that's a little long.
Before there's a significant number of self-driving cars on the road. Let's say a fourth of the cars.
That could be. They estimate that by 2030, the market for self-driving cars will be $70 billion.
And they don't have to change the infrastructure. The car just knows what to do and how to work with existing whatever.
Well, and ultimately, the more cars that have that technology in them, the safer it's going to be because they talk to each other.
So a car won't run into another car because it's telling the other car, hey, I'm here and you're here.
Right. And when you have more self-driving cars than regular cars, they'll know where the non-self-driving car is and be able to predict what it's going to do and tell all the other ones around it.
Okay. Now, I heard another angle on this that I thought was very interesting. People who, up to now, couldn't have a car because they were disabled or they were blind.
Right.
Now they can actually walk out to the car, but they're still not going to be able to take over. You know what I'm saying? If something happens, and isn't that still a big part of it at this point, is that there still has to be a person in there capable of taking manual control of the car?
Well, the philosophical issue comes up when the car determines whether it's better to kill you or to kill someone else. So if you're driving in and your car is going to run through a crosswalk full of orphans and crippled nuns, is it better for the car to turn into a tree to stop and perhaps kill you, or does it make the decision to kill some of the others?
And how limited do you think destinations will be for the car? For example, if I'm with the car to take, let's say I'm blind, or let's just say I'm somehow physically impaired. I want to take me to work. That's pretty easy.
Sure.
It would recognize voice. Take me to work, and it already know where you work. But what about like a fast food drive-through? How would it be able to do that?
Have you used an Apple? Probably. I don't know if Waze is an application available for Apples. It's an Android app.
I think it is.
But it uses Google Maps as well as advertisers for gas stations and fast food places. I would presume it would be as easy as putting into Google Maps or any of the mapping software the actual address you want to go to. And the car just takes you to that GPS location.
I think there's so many great things about this, but I also think, man, I can't believe that we're actually not going to be driving, some of us, cars. Because to some people, driving the car is just, it's a great experience.
Oh, I can't wait for that to happen so I can say this phrase, officer, I was drinking.
And you will be able to.
But I was not. I don't even have a wheel. I wasn't driving.
You go to a party. You can have 12 beers.
Right.
And get in your car. That's one of the benefits for people who like to drink. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take so long.
No, that's fine.
What else do you have?
This week, Congress passed the NASA Authorization Act of 2017. It's going to give NASA $19.5 billion for space exploration. Congress would like NASA to go back to Mars, and they want the job done by 2033. Congress has decided that NASA needs to get back to the great scientific organization it was during the Apollo program. This apparently is also an answer for Trump of who crosses. Once the fence is up and you get across the border, what happens to you next?
All right, I used to wonder why we spent money going into space. Mm-hmm. That was when I was stupid and didn't realize that had we not done that, much of the great technology we have, we wouldn't have, because a lot of it is satellite dependent.
Yes.
So what benefit is there to going to Mars?
I'm sure NASA will figure out something. Probably just the invention of that technology to do so.
Okay.
It seems that we get better at technological advances if we're in competition with somebody.
Okay.
Because the whole race to the moon happened in 9 or 10 years. When Kennedy said we do this not because it's easy, because it's hard.
Oh, anyway, he said it was not because it's easy, because it's hard.
What happened to your voice? Oh.
That was me, by the way. That was not him.
And then last but not least, the infographic has released a picture of the top 100 websites based on their monthly traffic. It is available, correct, Ian, on the large on the AM and the PM on Facebook. I had a question out of the top 100. How many do you think are pornographic sites?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say out of the top 100, 20 at least, 20. I was, 20 to 25.
I was going
to
go like 75.
Okay, Ian?
I'll say 15%.
3%?
Whoa.
3 total.
Oh, 3 sites. Total?
3 sites. Pornhub is the highest ranked one at number 33.
Wow. Okay, but what percentage, I know it's 3 sites, but I wonder what percentage, when people are going to a site, what percentage of those sites are those 3 porn sites?
The top one is rated number 33, so it's a two-thirds of whatever the top 100 are below Pornhub's usage.
Hmm.
Pirate Bay was another. There's 2 of the illegal or the torrent sites. Pirate Bay was at number 78. What's interesting, companies that have long-running problems are in the top 10. Yahoo.com is number 5, and Twitter is number 9.
Isn't it funny how people are kind of reluctant to talk about porn when the numbers are there? the facts are there. Billions of people watch porn, and a lot of people watch it very regularly, yet it's never really the subject of when people get together.
No.
Isn't that interesting to you? I just think we still have that sort of 50s reluctance to share with people some things that we do, even though they're doing it too.
50s or 30s?
Okay, 30s.
Yeah.
Maybe. You want to take some calls?
Please.
Last time for the numbers. We have callers, but I'll give them anyway, because when one call ends, a line opens. Like, when one door closes, another opens. 314-969-KTRS, but for most cell phones, you just go star KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We start with Jeff. Jeff, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Well, I'm going to get through this best I can. And I'm a little, I've lost my voice.
Ah, sorry to hear that.
I got that bug. By the way, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're welcome. Jose, I just got a new computer and going through the tedious task of, reloading everything. When it comes to the printer, I've got an OfficeJet 8600 series printer.
Yes.
Do I put the connect the printer first or load the software?
I presume with your new PC, it's got Windows 10?
It does. And I kind of like it. It's not that bad.
Good. I would presume that you should be able to just plug the printer in, and Windows 10 should identify it as a printer and go out and get the appropriate driver for it.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but I should still load the software, right, so that I could get the interface that comes up. Otherwise, I can't scan documents. I had problems with it on my old system, so.
I would head out. Is it an HP?
Yeah, HP.
I'd head out to the HP website and download the most recent application for it for Windows 10, and then follow the instructions, which I presume will be to install the app first.
Okay, great.
And then as part of that installation, it'll tell you to plug it in so it can recognize it and then move on.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Jeff, get well.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay. It's probably one of those deals where you feel fine, but you sound like that.
Mm.
This is real frustrating when you lose your voice, especially when you're a professional radio person. Bev is here. Bev, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Bev.
Hi. I have a Blu-ray player that I'm trying to hook my Netflix to, and it keeps telling me I need a Wi-Fi dongle. What is that?
It is a device that plugs into a USB port on the player that will allow it to talk to your Wi-Fi in your house.
Where do I get one?
You can get them at Micro Center or any of the big box stores. Should have one.
Okay, thank you very much.
But she doesn't need that to watch DVDs.
No, but she wants to hook her Netflix account to it.
Right.
Okay, okay. All right, Beth, thank you.
Thank
you. It's Jeff's turn. Jeff, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am concerned about ransomware and making backup copies to prevent something from happening. Apparently, this is the big thing that's going to be the talk this year is this ransomware. And what do you suggest to prevent getting attacked by ransomware? And secondly, do you suggest backing up with, like, these disk image programs or just the standard program inside of Windows 10?
I normally use the Windows 10. Any of the Windows backups aren't bad, but the disk image ones allow me to do incremental backups. So I will do the first backup I'll do will be the entire system, and then every backup following that, it will only back up anything that's changed.
Okay.
So that if I have to do a restore, then I'm only restoring whatever it was that's changed as opposed to continuing to do a full backup all the time.
Okay.
As far as ransomware, it's difficult at best. You don't open emails from people you don't know. Don't open strange links. You know, stay on the bright side of the street, walk where the street lights are, that kind of stuff.
Do you think that some of the antivirus software, do you think that stuff will prevent?
It'll do the best it can, but it's all reactive. There's no proactive stuff for the ransomware. In other words, if somebody gets something that the software didn't find, it will report it to the company that makes the software. They'll do an update to their files and send it out. But by then, someone else might already have it.
Okay.
But they do as good a job as they can, given the circumstances.
So it's important, but it's not like it's earth-shattering, like some of the reporters are trying to make it sound like, that it's something beyond the scope of anything we've ever dealt with before.
Yeah, the issue is it'll lock down all of your files. Ransomware was pointed at businesses more than it was individuals, although individuals get it as well. If there's nothing critical on your computer that you can't live without, the fact that they lock it is irrelevant because you just reinstall the operating system and move on.
Right. Yeah, so that's why I've done backups, but I'm thinking about getting a disk imaging software to go with my other backup, and I guess you would think that's not a bad idea.
The one that I use is called Markham Reflect. I think that's it, Markham Reflect.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jose.
You're very welcome.
Jeff, thanks for listening. And Rick, you're on. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Rick.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So along the porn theme line, I've got I'm an iPhone user and an iPad user. How do I get videos to play from those devices onto my, let's say, smart TV?
You have an Apple TV?
Nope.
Okay.
Now, you know what Apple TV is, Rick?
I do. So I have to buy the box, essentially, to be able to do that?
I don't know that Chromecast is going to work with...
It's worth every dollar. I have Apple TV, and Rick, you sit in front of the TV, and whatever you do on your phone, swiping pictures, you look up, and the TV is a mirror image of what you're doing on your phone or your pad. It's tremendous. So what are they? I forgot, Jose, $60 or something?
I think so.
Yeah. And it's and so, tremendous.
So there's no monthly service?
No, that's it. No, you. If you've got a good Wi-Fi connection, anything you pull up on your phone, any website, YouTube, porn, whatever, boom, it's on your television. It's fantastic.
Well, I got a detour and go to Best Buy though on the way home.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's sneak one more in here. What do you say?
Okay.
That would be Marcus. Marcus, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How you guys doing?
Good, Marcus. Great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, okay, so I have recently just bought a new drone that shoots 4K video, and my 7-year-old MacBook is no longer able to keep up with the video format, I guess.
Yes.
Because anytime I try to upload a video from the SD card, it's missing a lot of frames. So, long story short, I ended up buying a new PC, and I was wondering, what is a good quality processor for video editing? The one that I got is a dual core Intel i7 processor, but should I have sprung for the quad core processor?
No, I think you'll be okay with the dual core.
You think so? Because the editing software that I'm going to be running is Adobe Premiere, and I think it requires 4 gigs of RAM,
right.
Which is, I mean, in my opinion, is kind of quite a lot for, I guess, the software. But I mean, I have 16 gigs of RAM on the new computer that I bought. But I was wondering, you know, what's the trade-off between RAM and processing power? Which one's more important?
I would think for video editing that you're going to want more RAM than you are CPU power.
Really?
Yeah. Because RAM is the workspace for the processor to do their work. Because you have the processor itself, and then you have a cache, which is on the chip, which is a very fast RAM. Then you have the RAM for the memory, 16 gigabytes, and then you have the hard drive. And so the CPU sends out commands to pull the next instruction. It's going to try and pull it from the cache first. If it can't find it in the cache, it's going to pull it from the RAM. So if there's more places for it to find it in RAM, the better for the CPU speed.
That makes sense?
Okay. No. It makes sense. I just, in doing my research, I wasn't able to decipher, you know, which one's more important, RAM or processor power. But that's a pretty good summation of what I wanted to know.
What are you using for a graphics card?
It's got a NVIDIA 950 GTMX mobile card.
Okay.
And I knew that was something that I really wanted to get, was something that had dedicated graphics. And also, you know what, now that you brought it up, is that a good enough graphics card, you think?
How much RAM is in it?
2 gigabytes.
You should be fine. Compared to the MacBook, you should be fine.
Okay, all right. Well, that pretty much answers all my questions. Thank you.
Good luck. Rick, thank you. You know, here's what I was just thinking. What if somebody had been in solitary confinement for the last 30 years, and they're getting out of prison today, and they turn on the radio? They have no idea what we're talking about. The gigabyte CPU interface, right? Seriously, it's like it would look...
It's a whole new language.
Yeah, and how strange it would be to come out after the last 30 years and have to get caught up on all this stuff. I still don't understand most of it.
The first thing you're going to do is hand you your cell phone and tell you to Google it.
Yeah, and he'll go, what's Google?
What's Google?
What's a cell phone?
Exactly. Music, if you would, please, Maestro. Jose, you've done it again. We will see you in a week, next Monday.
Yes,
okay?
Please.
Jose Hernandez, everybody. He's about to give you his email address. If you didn't get through, take it away, Jose.
tech.questions@ktrs.com.
Yeah, don't forget that dot we had to add in there. So now it's tech.questions@ktrs.com. Thank you, Jose.
You're welcome, Hernandez.
He'll be back with us again next Monday. We have to take a traffic break. Dan, it's all yours.
All right. Thanks, Frank. We have a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident, an overturned vehicle on eastbound Highway 40 between the Spirit Overpass and Long Road. And right now, it looks like the right lane is blocked. You're pretty slow in both directions. It's supposed to slow down to take a look at that accident. Another accident on northbound Highway 55 at 3200 South Broadway has you backed up to about Gasconade. They cleared that accident on eastbound Highway 40 at Jefferson off to the right shoulder. We may have an incident at Grand because things are jammed up between Kings Highway and Grand before it opens up. And then on northbound 170, things are stop and go between Highway 70 and Airport Road. Staples, they have everyday low prices on the office items you use most, like paper, ink, and toner, and the latest tech, plus special deals for even more savings at stores or staples.com. KTRS.com. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Did you hear him losing his voice?
Yeah.
He started with, what a pro. Yeah. He didn't stop. He didn't clear it. He just plowed through. Tim Weiland.
Yeah. What a great guy. A trooper.
And now we go from a great broadcaster to a great car dealer, the greatest Chevy dealer in the great United States of America, John Landoff Jr. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I am having a terrific day. Thank you.
Do you ever have, like, separation anxiety? I haven't talked to you since Thursday.
Oh. No. You mean from you? No.
No.
No. No, I don't.
Dan, Ian, want to throw an old guy a bone?
Yeah, I do. John, I miss you.
There you go. All right, there you go. 2 out of 3. That's pretty good odds, I'd say.
That's pretty good. I'd like to ask you a question. You're a runner.
Of course.
And you run with Mimi, your wife.
Yes.
Last time you bought, do you buy tennis shoes or running shoes? And what is the difference?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of different tennis shoes that are out there. You've got, you know, shoes for just normal working out. You've got tennis shoes that are stylish for people that just want to wear tennis shoes all the time, no matter what they wear, which is cool. But running shoes, you need to, if you're a big runner, if you run a lot, I don't mean big like me, heavy. No, big runner, you need to have someone help you, you know, find the pair of shoes that are good for your foot.
And what would you think be the big difference between that and a tennis shoe?
Well, again, I just told you there's differences. What about, you wouldn't wear the same pair of tennis shoes to play tennis in that you would to run, a half marathon or a full marathon.
But I'm wondering how much of it is just marketing BS, and if there's really that much difference.
Well, that's a great point. I mean, marketing is a key, and I think that people are obviously, influenced by marketing. Good looks. I mean, a good-looking tennis shoe might not be a great tennis shoe to run, 20 to 30 miles a weekend. You've got to get a shoe that's good for your foot. Like, I got a pretty big, wide, fat foot, okay? So there are certain tennis shoes, certain running shoes that don't work for me because, Bigfoot.
Something very interesting has happened the last couple of years to tennis shoes, and particularly tennis shoes, and that is they used to all be white, and now you can hardly find a pair of white tennis shoes. They're bright orange and lime green and yellow, and at first, the first pair I saw, Roger Federer was wearing them. Look, I'm not into sports very much, but I really like tennis. I sat up till almost midnight last night watching that BNP Paribas, Indian Wells, California. Federer, I watched him play the other day, and I watched a couple of women play last night. I really like to watch tennis, but the first pair of loud tennis shoes I saw, Roger Federer had them on about 2 years ago, I guess. And I remember thinking, look at those tennis shoes. They're like iridescent, fluorescent green or orange. And then the next thing you know, that's what everybody wears. Is that the case with running shoes? Are running shoes now all colorful, or are there still a lot of white?
Yeah, I mean, so you're running, great distances with those tennis shoes. So you want to have something that, first of all, when I'm putting on a pair of tennis shoes, running shoes, I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all.
Some people are.
I'm like, I have to go run. I've talked to other runners who are like, miserable, not happy. But once you get going, you're like, yeah, I like this. And you get into your thoughts. You get into certain, things that you need to think about, or just to stay focused on, like, my age, not falling down. That is the key for me. I want to make sure when I'm running, I don't, like, step on a, let's say there's a, piece of asphalt that's obviously the same color.
Piece of asphalt?
No.
Yeah.
Asphalt.
Because sometimes if you're running after a piece of, that kind of motivates you to go.
No, this is my spot.
Or you can have an ass fall.
You can.
This is my spot.
You can have an ass fall.
You too, Dan. Don't start with me.
Okay, sorry.
Don't start with me. You don't want to
I actually like them. I thought at first it looked pretty gay and girly, but I like all the new tennis shoes. Now, Paul Harvey, who's here on Friday, that guy.
No, I think it's Harris.
You guys remember, all he wore was Converse tennis shoes.
Yes.
And then what was the reason he quit? Was it a
support issue? There's no support.
Because Converse is just a flat. It's just a flat shoe.
Yeah.
But it used to be considered, I mean, the end all.
Isn't it known for? I mean, it's a basketball.
Yeah. Tennis shoe. Exactly. Yeah.
So I think you're wrong, Frank.
No, a lot of those guys were.
A lot of them. I mean, the Converse are. I mean, that's one of the greatest.
Wait, don't you think I'm wrong? I'm a support.
Well, maybe
supporter.
Just a little
flat.
Misguided. You don't.
Those,
really, you know,
what are those called?
What kind of tennis shoes do you wear, Frank?
I have no idea. I just go in if I like the color, I buy them. I don't know what they are. They have
so
an,
buy
a it's
pair
an
of,
A.
You buy
it's,
a pair of walking shoes because you're not running, correct?
Not going to run.
So
I buy tennis shoes because I do like to play tennis. I'm no good, but I like to play tennis. So I generally buy tennis shoes.
What brand?
Hang on. These are. I don't know. It's like it looks like an A. Adidas. Or
Adidas?
Not Adidas, but Oasis.
Asics?
Yeah, that's it.
Asics?
Yeah. That's
Asics. Yeah. That's a great running shoe. Asics is a great running shoe.
Well, I'll never know because I'm not going to run in it.
Well, why don't you try?
Well, he walks like a duck. He'd fall.
My feet go out to the sides. I do walk like a duck.
When you're running, they're not going to do that. You're going to straighten them out when you run.
No, I run for a tennis ball. I'll do a short like sprint for a tennis ball. I do really like to play tennis or pickleball, but I'm not going to run. I'm just not ever going to run the rest of my life. I can do it. Yeah, pickleball.
So, Dan, what type of tennis shoe do you wear?
The one that I have on right now is New Balance, but that's the only type that I can wear is either Nike or New Balance because they have a wide. They carry them in wide. And I need a wide shoe, and I also the other ones just don't fit right. Nike or New Balance, the only ones that I can wear.
What happened to Reebok? We never hear that name, and that used to be it. Oh, Reebok! I never hear.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're out there still. They're still out there. They're big. Ian, what kind of tennis shoe?
I have some New Balance at home. I think, that's what.
They ought to make one for old people.
Just at home, hanging out, waiting for you to slip them on.
Well, I'm not wearing them today. I have Merrells on today, a pair of Merrells.
Okay.
Maybe you don't need to make for old people. No Balance.
Yeah.
A shoe called No Balance for people falling down all the time.
And they have big wings out on the side, so you can
like training wheels.
Yeah.
Training wheels.
Yeah.
There you go, like double rudders in the old hockey. The old trainer skates.
How's the car business?
Good, 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 good. And several AM and the PM customers over the weekend.
Got any names?
Obviously, again, the prediction of, one to two to three to who knows how many inches of snow. And we got a dusting.
We got maybe, and Dan, show them an inch. This is at most right here. There you go. That's an inch. That's the most.
That's infected.
We didn't get an inch. No, there's a dusting.
Some places said they think they got maybe.
You keep correcting me today again. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Your show.
I'm glad.
No problem.
Okay.
But let's say hello to Elizabeth Yates and Robert Yates.
Hello,
all the
Elizabeth
way from
and Robert.
Pacific, Missouri to buy a new Chevy Traverse. Got to talk to them on Saturday. Thank you very much. A very delightful couple. AM and the PM. And as all AM and the PM customers, just great to deal with. Happy, funny, and said they wanted me to blow my duck call, but I didn't have one with me at the time. So I owe them a couple of,
duck calls.
On the duck call, yeah.
It's not just about cash back or rebates. It's about how you're treated. Just ask the Yates.
That's amazing how you
Thank
do
you.
That. That's amazing how
who
you
else,
do that.
Who else do you have?
That's all I wrote down. We've been busy, and so I don't have all my notes with me. But you know what? To all you AM and the PM customers that have bought, that have come back and bought multiple times, thank you so much. And for those that are waiting, please don't wait.
Hey,
come
Jack.
On in and see us.
It's Uranus Day. You should have a Uranus sale.
Yeah, this is the day the planet Uranus was discovered by who was it then?
William Herschel.
William Herschel
in 1781.
Mm-hmm. Uranus.
Yeah.
Okay. That pretty much puts a blunt end to
the
spot.
Sale.
He's just trying to give you an idea.
Yeah,
you know,
can have a big sale.
A sale that nobody else is having. You would be the first that thought of it.
March 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any AM and the PM customer that comes in between, of course, now and tonight,
and says,
mentions Uranus.
And mentions Uranus.
I'm here for the Uranus sale. You know, the $500 off the internet price.
Okay. Look at this. $500. Look at that. Knowing about Uranus. See? Now, look what you've done. Nobody else is offering that today. You're the only one.
I don't know why I just said that. I don't know what you do to me. I mean, the things I say. Okay.
Deals are out of this world.
Yes.
Frank, are you a big stargazer?
These deals will blow you away.
I was last night because we have a full moon, but no, I don't get into astronomy, and I don't understand any of that. I can pick out the Big Dipper sometime.
There you go.
Orion's Belt.
Yeah.
What?
Orion's Belt.
What is that? I don't know the name of the stars, but there's three stars that are all in a straight line.
Yeah.
It's too bad we'll be dead when the day comes that they actually go out there and figure out what's on these things. Some of them are bigger, many of them, aren't they, than the Earth? They say a lot of them are bigger than we are. What's out there?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is out there. Let's not talk about it. We're getting too deep. Way too deep for...
All right. Let's do a phone number.
Way too deep for the four of us. I can tell you that much right now.
Let's do the phone number.
So let's keep it simple. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7/365 at lawndop.com. And again, we keep it simple. We keep it fun. And yes, please tell us as soon as you call or you come in that you're AM and the PM.
It's very important.
It is very important. Nobody asked me what kind of tennis shoe I wear.
What are you wearing?
I'm a little offended.
What are you wearing?
No, you guys don't care.
No, we don't.
Just take my money, put me on there, make fun of me.
Okay.
Nobody cares.
We'll send you some business. How's that? That's all that really matters. We're going to send you a bunch of AM and the PM customers, okay?
Okay, thanks, Frank.
All right, John.
Thank you, bye-bye.
He always finds a way to make it seem like we're disrespecting him.
Yeah.
We're not. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. This Saturday, they're celebrating sort of the remodeling of the Bridgeton location of First Community Credit Union. So between 10 o'clock in the morning and noon this Saturday, this is on St. Charles Rock Road, you stop by and you're going to meet. And you know, what makes me mad is sometimes they'll say, oh, Fred Bird's going to be there. It's an imposter.
Oh.
It's the same costume or a lookalike costume, but it's not the real Fred Bird.
Real?
No. This is the real one. Fred Bird will be there at 10 a.m. to noon. Bridgeton First Community Credit Union, St. Charles Rock Road. Also, there'll be a balloon artist. Now, does that mean a balloon animal maker?
Yeah.
Is that a balloon artist? I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And I've tried to do it, and I've popped a bunch of balloons. First of all, getting the first one blown up, those skinny balloons, you'll have a hernia trying to blow it up.
Now they have a pump that they use.
Well, they need it because those things are impossible to blow up. So they'll have a balloon artist, they'll have a face painter. Kids will love this. Louis Lone Star will be there. And I apologize because I have no idea what this means. Chris Cakes. C-A-K-E-S. What is that?
Chris Cakes.
I'm going to call First Community and find out. Is that a person? Chris Cakes will be there.
I'm confused about that.
Or are they serving? I'm going to say it's food, Chris Cakes. All of that going on this Saturday, 10 to noon. Oh, and in honor of that, you now at First Community Credit Union, they're paying 2% APY on what's called first-rate checking, and a CD that's also paying. It's a 24-month CD. I believe the maximum is $50,000, and it's also a 2%. Interest rates are creeping up. That's always kind of bad news if you're going to be buying a house, but it's great news if you're saving money or you rely on the interest earned on your money. So good news for those folks. All that at First Community Credit Union. I'm sure that's all on their website, and their website is firstcommunity.com.
And I just Googled and found out that Chris Cakes is like a food.
Ah,
a food item.
There you go.
Here is a look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're still working with this overturned vehicle on eastbound Highway 4064 between the Spirit Overpass and Long Road. Right now, only the left lane is getting through. Traffic is backed up a little bit east of the Boone Bridge. They did clear the accident northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway. Also cleared the accident on eastbound 40 at Jefferson. Now, that traffic is slowing, though, from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 270, stop and go from McDonald through New Florissant. And southbound 270, a couple stop-and-go pockets now from Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures and banners, pens, magnets, and calendars. Visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Larry Connors inviting you to join me for Larry Connors USA, 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ah, Irish music. You know what that means.
Bishop's Post invites you to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with them on Friday, March 17th.
Oh?
Weather permitting, their gorgeous patio will be open.
Oh, I can see my old friend, Patio Furniture. Patio Furniture, get it?
The party will go all day into the evening, including a traditional Irish buffet.
Yummy!
Starting at 5 p.m. and live music that night. Corned beef, new potatoes.
You're getting me hungry!
You know you're getting a flavorful dish with excellent service at Bishop's Post. Bishop's Post is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday with happy hour every weekday. Thursdays are half-price wine nights. Fresh catch and fish and chips is on Fridays and prime rib on Saturdays.
So, how do I get to Bishop's Post?
Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West next to Chesterfield Mall. Be a part of the celebration and don't forget about Easter reservations. Reserve your table at bishopspost.com. Bishop's Post, the best version of your classic favorite.
If you have problems with your roof, call a contractor who has been providing quality and award-winning craftsmanship for more than a century. Taylor Roofing. Taylor Roofing is not the best because they're the oldest. They're the oldest because they are the best. Founded in 1905, Taylor Roofing is one of the St. Louis Business Journal's top woman-owned companies, serving Missouri and Illinois. Call 618-233-2424 or visit them at taylorroof.com.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at arcamidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
Hi, I'm John Grayson, host of the Inside of the Big 550, and I'll be doing my show this Thursday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Link Your Life to Fitness event at River Chase in Fenton. The event starts at 5:30 in the morning and runs all day long. Fred Bird will be there along with the Grants Farm Animals, Ronald McDonald, World Bird Sanctuary, a helicopter landing, exercise classes, and much more. It's sponsored by Jim Butler Chevrolet, Atlas 46, Show Me Weights, Throttle Net, and the City of Fenton. It's all free with donations going to Backstoppers. Go to FentonMo.org for more information.
From downtown St. Louis, is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, STL Taxi, is the app. It's free. Please download it. And whenever you need a Laclede Cab, boom, it's as simple as just touch that icon, Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Well, hey, everyone. How are you?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Monday afternoon. I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. Well, apparently there's a documentary in the making about the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
All right.
Do we really need that, though? I mean, are there a lot of people out there asking a photo of a model in a bikini in the sand? How do they do that? Like, how does that... And a big...
What?
No, I'm just... Let him keep going.
Let me die. Just let me die. Well, we lost an hour of sleep over the weekend. Or as the Democrats put it, the Russians hacked into our alarm clock.
Uh-oh.
That's what happened.
Right. And finally,
he's building. He's building. He's building the momentum.
I'm out of here. Stage left. Well, I can't believe this keeps happening. An intruder managed to hop the fence of the White House and almost made it to the front door before being stopped by Secret Service. That's pretty crazy. Pretty awkward, though, for the Secret Service. Not that they let anybody hop the fence, but that they once again had to say, sorry, Mrs. Clinton, you didn't really win.
No! That's a good one.
The Bill Clavlin, how do they keep hopping over that stupid fence? That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, I mean.
Bill Clavlin's segment is brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AMMPM Cab Company, and downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clavlin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
Folks, I need your help here. I was I should have lost this account already. This is simple self-storage units. There are only 57 of them. Over half of them are rented. But I would... On one hand, I would love to have said, well, they're on the air no longer because all the units are rented, yet I love having their business, and I like the family, Tom Earl, who owns Simple Self Storage, his dad, we know his parents, they went on trips with us, terrific builders, contractors, and so here's Todd with a warehouse that is now filled with these terrific storage units. They're all... It's like a housing within a housing. The storage units are in a, think of a big warehouse. You can go online and see them. They are clean. They're well lit. And state-of-the-art surveillance cameras. Extremely safe. The rent's guaranteed to never go up. Never. Second month is free. Whether you're there 2 months, three, the second month is free. Longer you stay, the greater the discount. It's extremely affordable. And it's made simple to store whatever you need to store. After 4 months, your rate goes down by 5%. After 8 months, 10%. 12 or more, 15%. How about that? Units from 4 by 7 to 10 by 25. And again, there are only a total of 57 units there in South St. Louis on Eugene Avenue. Please remember the name. If you're getting divorced, there's a death in the family. Those are the two big reasons that people need a storage unit. Please, please consider Simple Self-Storage Units, simpleselfstorageunits.com. Please don't go away because the Playhouse is coming up. It's 5 o'clock.